I was out of bed and trotting into the hallway before he hung up.
Go back to sleep, Frank, he told me.
I can't, I said. It's too hot and I'm already awake. Who was it?
A police officer.
Is somebody hurt?
No.
He closed his eyes and put the tips of his fingers against his lids and rubbed.
It's Gus.
He's drunk? He nodded and yawned. In jail?
Go back to bed.
Can I go with you?
I told you, go back to bed.
Please, I won't be in the way, and I can't sleep now anyway.
Keep your voice down. You'll wake everybody.
Please, Dad.
He had enough energy to rise and meet his duty, but not the strength to blunt the assault of a 13-year-old looking for adventure in the middle of an oppressive summer night. He said,
Get dressed.
On board B-59, things swiftly went from bad to worse. As the sub glided through the deeps of the Sargasso, its surface radar showed a dozen American blips chasing them. Destroyers, aircraft carriers, Neptune patrol boats, helicopters, all dropping blinking sonobuoys into the sea to ferret out their position. Whenever B-59 surfaced for a moment to ventilate the boat and recharge its drained batteries, an American sighting inevitably forced them back down. The oppressive heat only intensified, and the crew wheezed and panted from the noxious carbon monoxide-rich air. The Soviet sailors, one man reported, were falling like dominoes.
You sure know how to make a guy feel stupid for turning you down.
I haven't said a word about it, she coyly replied.
You think I wasn't already tempted?
I have no idea what's going on in your head, Theo.
Frustrated, he dropped his book on the nightstand. Convince me that a fling won't end with us hating each other.
Convince me that it will.
I could spend an hour listing all the dark possibilities.
I could spend a week listing all the better things we can do with that hour.
After a few silent moments, their tight faces cracked away in laughter. Theo shook his head at himself.
I'm trying to talk a beautiful woman out of sleeping with me. It's come to this.
Will stood and pointed his gun at Sheridan's head. Best we get this over with. Stop! Stop! Sheridan was shaking his head wildly. You won't kill me if I tell you? Will answered. All I care about is knowing the identity and location of her murderer. The farm, approximately 100 miles west of Langley. They're in the forest, it's the truth. Will nodded. I don't doubt that. You're lying about not wanting her dead. Jellicoe made me do it. That means you're both in the shit. Please, I was following orders. I've heard that before from other psychopaths. I'm begging you. Will smiled, though his eyes remained cold. Please don't beg. It's very undignified and shows weakness of character. Sheridan's expression became defiant. You're not going to kill me. His voice grew louder as he said, I'm a senior CIA officer. You wouldn't dare hurt me on U.S. soil. You're not a senior CIA officer. I am. No, you're not. At least not anymore. Will pulled the trigger, saw bits of Sheridan's brain splatter into the fire, then walked over to Jellicoe's prone body and shot him twice in the head.